Today's gospel portrays Jesus standing on a mountain. He's having what is probably his typical prayer time. And Moses and Elijah show up. And what do they talk about? They discuss the Exodus that Jesus is about to accomplish in Jerusalem. Now, we all know about the Exodus, right? We know what an Exodus is. It is where slaves are moved into freedom, where those who are in bondage are given new life and new homes and a new existence. Now, we see this event from the other side in the Old Testament reading. God is speaking to Abram and expressing what is about to take place, that his descendants will be many, but first they will be held captive for over 300 years in Egypt. And then God will lead them out in the Exodus with a strong and mighty hand. And Abraham is confused. He says, well, how do I know this? And so God tells him to take some animals and cut them in two and lay them out on the ground. Now, why was Abraham doing that? It was the ancient custom when you established a covenant that you would take a donkey, take an ass, and you would cut it in half. Now, the reason you would take a donkey is that is the animal that kings would ride into battle. Horses had not been domesticated in the second millennium BC. So you would take a donkey, you would cut it in half, and you would lay it on the ground. And then two tribes who desired to enter into covenant, two tribes who desired to join together as one, the chieftains of those tribes would walk through this animal and say, if I break this covenant, may the violence done to this animal come upon me. That's how they would ratify a covenant. Now, this also happened when one chieftain or one king would conquer someone else. Except in that case, they would cut the animal in half and only the loser would walk through to show fealty to his new master. And he would say, if I ever break fealty with you, let the violence done to this animal be done to me. So this was how a covenant was formed, how two families would join together to become one. So Abraham follows his instructions. He doesn't prescribe a donkey. He prescribes sacrificial animals, a heifer and a ram and a turtle dove. He was separated these out. He killed them. He cut them in half. He separated them out. And then Abraham sat down to wait and see what was going to happen. How was he going to walk between these animals with God to form that covenant with him, to take upon himself the vow of violence to himself should he ever break that covenant? So he waits on the Lord. Remember the psalm? What was the last line of the psalm we had this morning? Wait for the Lord. Have you ever waited for the Lord for so long that you just fell asleep? And that's what happened to Abraham. He waited on God for so long, he had no idea what was going to happen next. And he laid there and the sun went down and he finally drifted off to sleep. And then God shows up. And God shows up in the form of a flaming censer. Not unlike the censer that Virgil brings the incense in the morning when we bring our prayers before God as incense. But it's a flaming censer. It's a torch and a flaming censer. And God passes between these animals alone. Abraham does not pass between the animals. Only God does. The statement God is making is that I will never break this covenant, but if you break this covenant, the violence done to these animals will come upon me and me alone. And that is exactly what happens when Jesus accomplishes the Exodus for us in Jerusalem. the violence done to the Son of God to fulfill the covenant that was broken, not only by the descendants of Abraham, but by all mankind. We have all broken our covenant with God by not living in obedience, in joyful obedience to our Father. But he took the entire sentence of the violation of that covenant upon himself as Jesus was broken and killed and rose again. When we come to Eucharist, we celebrate that Exodus. We celebrate that Passover. We know that in the Exodus in the Old Testament, that the father of every family would take a lamb and he would kill the lamb, and he took the blood of the lamb and he would spread it on the doorway so that the angel of death would pass over. Jesus took his blood and spread it upon us, gave it to us, so that we would not be faced with the angel of death. We would be spared from destruction. And in the Passover in the Old Testament, in Exodus, the male of every family would slay the lamb and they would eat it. They would eat it standing with the staff in their hand and their belt around their waist because they were ready to go. They were ready to flee the destruction of this world and find the promise of God. And Jesus gave us his body to eat. That the Lamb of God slain in Jerusalem, the Exodus of Jerusalem, would be for all of us. That we would be able to eat his flesh, drink his blood, and so know the redemption, know the freedom of being set free from the violation of the covenant with God. St. Paul makes mention of this in his letter to the Corinthians. St. Paul writes, "Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the blood that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf. We who are many are one body. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This is the cup, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, the new covenant. Whenever you drink it, do it in remembrance of me. For whenever you drink this bread and eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Those words sound familiar. It's the words of our Mass. To this day, we still celebrate from these words from Scripture the body and the blood of Jesus broken to accomplish our exodus, to set us free from the destruction of slavery, to set us free from the bondage to sin, and to bring us into new life, to give us a new land and a new hope, that we might always rejoice in thanksgiving, in Eucharist, and celebrate the exodus of Christ.